giant here by the Donegal manager, Carl Lacey. I hear the Donegal tunes coming out of the dressing room there, Carl. He's made hard work of it, extra time, but just got over the line.
Aye, that's, listen, over the line, and just the experience for the boys and the challenge that they've faced. They've always come up trumps, in fairness to them. Like, they've shown great character again, like they have all year. Probably weren't at it in the first half. We were disappointed at half time in terms of how we performed and how we attacked with the ball. But listen, I thought they were brilliant in the second half. They really went at it with intent, and they were very, fairly direct. So, but then we were hit with that sucker punch then at the very end in injury time. So, but in fairness to them, we regrouped, they got the negativity out of the head, and we said, you know what, we'll just go at it again and see where that takes us. And in fairness, they were brilliant extra time there.
Absolutely, yeah. It was one of them games, as you said, up to half time, you probably knew yourself you hadn't performed. That run, there was two times in the second half where you run off scores, 3 points unanswered. But the sucker punches, you noted the goal and the point, and all of a sudden it was extra time. You start at the extra time with 3 unanswered points. They come up the field, another sucker punch, another goal. But you seem to recover from them all the time. And I tell you what, that shows a lot of experience, a lot of calm heads in a young group of players.
Ah, yeah, the belief in themselves, and they're rarely composed. Like, and they'll always go back to, you know, everything that we've worked on this year. They don't go off script, and just they reset themselves when things like that happen. And Finn Gillespie had an opportunity to put us 3 up then after that, and it was saved. And that was another time then they feel sorry for themselves. But and that's the story of them this all year. They've been a couple of games down. The second game, morning, we came back against Dublin in the last kick of the game. So they don't do that any other way. It's not great for us in the line, but there's different challenges thrown every day, and they're learning and they're enjoying it, and it's a very positive environment that they're training and playing in. Great friendships between them, and hopefully a lot of them have big futures in Donegal GAA going into the 20s in a couple of years' time, and the seniors maybe, but even just going back to their clubs and bringing that as well back with them.
Absolutely. Listen, there would have been an element of disappointment, no doubt, when you crashed out of the provincial competition, the Ulster competition. This Tier 2, different teams approach it in different ways, and I've argued and said that if you get one win in any competition like that, all of a sudden you know there's a path opened up. Semi-finals are there for winning, doesn't matter what you're in. And now you're into a final, you have an opportunity of silverware and an opportunity to finish out what would be a good year for Donegal Miners.
Aye, absolutely. And it hasn't really been about the silverware for us. That's probably going to be a bonus. For us, it's another game. It's another game for them to put the jersey on, go represent the county. It's another game to go play somebody outside the province. And that's a big thing at this age too, you know, that they're used to playing Ulster minor leagues and Buncrana Cups, and they're playing a lot of Ulster teams a lot of the time, where now they go to get to play Louth. So some of them and test themselves to see where they're at against that. So to get back training this week, another opportunity to come in, enjoy the environment, work on a few things, and see if they can apply it then next Saturday. And if they win the silverware, they win the silverware, but still going to be a great year for them.
Absolutely. I was going to say, you're into the month of June, 6 months. It's probably quite an extended time to have, particularly with a minor panel at intercounty level.
Ah, yeah. Playing football this time of year, it's great, you know. So they're inspiring younger teams within the academy as well, which is great. So like our under-16s are in the Buncrana Cup. They're going to be looking at these boys playing in All-Ireland, and they're going to be one, so it develops that hunger and that's kind of, I suppose, habit to try and do well in these competitions. So hopefully that'll breed a wee bit of success further down the line for us as well.